We continue our learning Leilinish. Mas David ben Menachem Rush and Chaim Yaakov ben Pichos Leia. We're in Ksuvos Perik Yud Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Mishahalach leMedina Sayam va'avdas Derech Sodeh. We have a person who went overseas. When he came back, he saw that the path to get into his field was taken over by one of the owners of the neighboring fields. And the neighbors, are refusing to give him the right to pass through their fields. And he doesn't remember where that field was. But we're talking about a case where he has Edim that he did have a path. It's just not recognizable now. So here we have a machlokas between Admon and the Chachamim. Admon Omer Yelech Baktsara. They have to give him a path to his field. But he has to settle for the shortest derech, because he has no proof that he owes a larger derech to get there. And we're talking about a case, as I said, that there were Edim that he had a path in the past. The Edim don't know where it was. He had no witnesses, so then Anmon wouldn't say that we automatically give him a path, because how do you know? Not always do we assume that an owner of a field is entitled to a path through someone else's property to get there. V'chachamim omrim yikne lo derech b'mei amaneh. Meaning, in the case under discussion, where there are Edim that this person who went overseas, went to Medina Sayam, had a path through the neighbor's field, the fact that where Admon says yelech b'ktsara, the chachamim omrim, no. Yiknelo derech b'mei amaneh. He has to purchase a path to get to his field, even if it's 100 times 100 zuz, meaning they can charge whatever they like for it. O yifrach b'avir, or literally, he'll have to fly in the air to get there. They could refuse to sell him a path if he's not willing to pay whatever price they're asking. The only way you get there is by flying. That's what you have to do. Now, the Gemara qualifies this and says that this machlokes is limited to a particular circumstance, which means the following. If the fields, let's say, that surround this person who went overseas, that surround this field, are owned by four different people, then Admon would agree with the Chachamim that he has no right to get any path. Each neighbor can say, I'm not giving you a path. Maybe it's the other guy. Maybe you had a path through the other neighbor's property. And let's say all the surrounding fields belong to one owner, so even the Chachamim would agree with Admon. They have to give him a path. Maybe could be give the shortest path, but give him the path anyway, because it's not they. It's him. It's only one person. Where's the machlokes? Where one person bought the fields from the four previous owners. So Admon says he has to give him a path because it's certainly amongst one of those fields. And now it's owned by one person. Chachamim say no. You know what the new owner can say? He can say, listen, if you're silent, you don't claim anything from me, that's great. And if not, then I'm going to return the deeds, the shtaros, to the shtari mechira, to the original owners. Now it'll belong to four different people, and you won't be able to claim anything anyway. So that is the opinion of the Chachamim in this particular circumstance. Where's the machlokas? Where the four fields belong to one, and now it belongs to four, and now it belongs to one. Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Hamotzi shtar chov al chaveru. Here you have a case where someone takes out, let's say Reuven takes out a loan document that Shimon owes him money. Vahala and Shimon trying to prove that he already paid back the loan. He doesn't have a receipt that he did so, but instead, Hoti takes out Shemachalo Asasada, a deed that Reuven had sold Shimon a field. And Shimon obviously is saying, listen, if I owed you money, there's no way you would have sold me a field. I would have paid you for the field. You would have said, hey, that money you owe me anyway. I'm keeping that money, and now you owe me, you want the field, I'll give you something else. You have to pay me more money for the field. So says Shimon to Reuven, obviously I paid you back. So do we assume that if Reuven takes out a loan document that Shimon owes him money, and then Shimon takes out a document to Shtar Mechira that Reuven sold Shimon a field, is that proof that that Shimon doesn't owe him money, either that he paid him back already, or maybe the Shtar, the loan document, the Shahava, was forged? So Admon Omer Yachal Hu Sheyomar, Shimon indeed can say that. He can say, Ilu Hayisi Chayv Lecha, if I really owed you money, Hayalacha Lihi Para Eshelcha, Kishamachar, then you should have taken the money back and kept the money when you sold me the field and say, aha, I'm not giving you the field. I'm holding on to the money, and too bad on you because you owe me money. And the fact that you didn't do so shows I don't owe you any money. No. Not true. The Chachamim say that that's not a proof that Shimon paid Reuven back, or that Shimon, that the Shtar Halva was a forgery. and that Shimon doesn't owe any money. The fact that what that Reuven sold him the field. No, Reuven's a very smart guy. He's very clever. Why? I was a smart guy that I sold you this field. Because now, if you have no metalton, no movable objects to pay, let's say, so then I will at least have, there's going to be, B'nei Shu Yachol Amashkenor, says the Mishnah. He can take it for security. Now, he, Reuven, will be able to seize the land that he sold to Shimon as security for the loan. The Gemara also qualifies this Mishnah and says like this, where the minhag is to pay the money first for a purchase of a field and then write the shtar mechira, then write the deed. Everyone agrees that Reuven should have kept the money for the loan because the money was paid first and not written any shtar mechira for the field. And since he did write a shtar mechira, it proves that Shimon already paid him back or didn't owe any money, and that's it. Where's the machlokas here between Admon and the Chachamim? Here is where we're speaking about places where the minhag is to first write the shtar, and only then the purchaser, in our case Shimon, pays. So Admon says, you know, the seller should have declared, you know, I'm selling the field. You should have told someone, by the way, it's because I want it to be a mashkon. And the chacham, if that's really what was his motive, and the chacham have said, no, he doesn't want to publicize that. We don't want people will end up finding out that that's why he's doing so, and Shimon will end up not buying the field. The principle that we have in several places regarding selling things, regarding lashon hara, is chavrach chavr islay, v'chavrach dechavrach chavr islay. Your friend has a friend, your friend's friend has a friend, and that's what the malva would have been afraid of. And therefore, the chachamim say that in such a case, we assume in places where they first write the shtar and then the purchaser pays. So against the opinion of Admon, who says that the seller Reuven should have made a declaration as to why he's selling the field, the Chacham said, no, he doesn't have to say that. And indeed, we could say that he was a pikeach, that he sold in the field because he can use it as a mashkon, and that's reason enough. The Chachamim say to assume that Shimon may still owe Reuven money.